Guys, welcome back to the Establish the Pass podcast presented by Clutch Points. I'm your host, Blake Lovell. With me, as always, my co-host, Dylan Reagan. And this is it, Dylan. This is the big episode heading into the 2023 season, one of our favorite episodes that we do each year, and that is our 2023 NFL season predictions, where we give our picks for the winners of each division. We give our wild card picks, and then we pick our Super Bowl winner. Always a fun exercise here, Dylan, one that we are sure to get wrong in many spots, as usual. And so, because I said that, let's just go ahead and humor our fine listeners out there with our picks from last year, because I think that's important, and you kind of added these to the sheet we have. For all of you who remember what my pick was last year, I said, I'm going bold. I'm going to pick the Chargers to make the Super Bowl. We know that didn't work out. I had the Bucs beating the Chargers in the Super Bowl. You had the Bills beating the Rams. So, Dylan, it's not our finest year in terms of Super Bowl picks, but I think we also both had the Broncos making the playoffs. I'd like to note that as well. We got some right, though. I think we both just kind of decided last year we were going to, let's just get away from being predictable, right? Let's just get away from that. Spoiler alert. We're not going to get away from being that predictable, perhaps, with our 20. We're going to go back to what worked, Dylan, I think, this time around. So,
absolutely. I will say we learned from our preseason mistakes last year. I think by the end of it, we had pretty great just game-by-game prediction records. We were right up there with anyone you'd look up online. So that part, at least, we kind of learned. It was a different season, right? Like, we had a lot of teams and just the philosophies that changed. That passing was down across the league. You kind of started seeing a shift back towards running the football with a lot of lighter boxes and lighter defenses and too high stuff. And it just kind of was a funky year, but it took some time. Then we kind of got in a groove of who we knew to rely on. So, but by then it was far too late, obviously, for this preseason picks. But yeah, this year, I think because we've been pretty good with the preseason picks in previous seasons before 2022. I think even if the Super Bowl ones are obviously, that's always the toughest one. But at least in terms of the teams that made the playoffs this year, this is our firm response. Now we're also shifting back after seeing our 2022 picks, and we're like, all right, we're not going to let this happen again. But there's a few toss ups. Obviously, we'll go through these, but I'd be less. There's at least on the NFC side, I'd be a little more surprised about some of these teams. At least like a good four or five. Just not even if they don't win their division, at least not being in the playoffs. We disagree on a few of them. Same with the AFC. It's a much more crowded race. I think you could make an argument for, as we've said on this podcast, like 12 teams, 11 teams to make the postseason. How it all shakes out, it's going to be a little less predictable, although there are some teams that we've grown accustomed to seeing with the best quarterbacks in the league at the top that I'd be surprised, even if they don't win their division with the Bengals and Bills, and those two in particular, I'd be surprised if they miss the playoffs altogether. But it's going to be quite the race in those two divisions. And yeah, it should be pretty fun season, even if the NFC is a little different. Hey, I'm still going to enjoy it, even if the quality of some of these playoff teams might not be up to par with the AFC.
All right, let's jump into our picks. You just mentioned the Bills. We start with the AFC East. Be honest, Dylan, never gave a second thought to this one. I certainly did on some of these other divisions we'll talk about, but pretty straightforward pick for me. I'm going to pick the Bills. I know you're picking the Bills. Is one that, I mean, I don't look it. Like we said, this division has gotten a lot more interesting, of course, with the addition of Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, I think just what the Dolphins could be. Of course, the Patriots are still there. As long as Belichick's the coach, I don't think you're ever just going to completely discount the idea that they could make noise and do something surprising. But at the end of the day, I think the Bills are still the most talented team. And so that makes them the maybe easy pick for me to win this division.
It's the safer pick, I guess. At least from my point of view.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the win totals as we went through with the AFC, right? They're only one win ahead of the Jets and Dolphins, and the Patriots are not too far down. I think they're at 8.5. Some places 7.5. It's just the quality of the schedules these teams are going to have. I think they're by the end of it. You could make an argument for all four teams if you really wanted to. Maybe the Patriots less so, but I think there's an argument, especially for the Jets and Dolphins, that could be made in terms of the quality of the defense for the Jets. If the offensive line, I know a lot has been made about how that unit's panning out, but you bring in Aaron Rodgers to that offense, he seems rejuvenated by the situation. I think they're going to be a really tough team, but again, every team in this division, a lot of them are top 10 projected schedule strengths. The Dolphins are one that it's I want to believe, and I really love watching them, and had such a fun season last year. But you see, like, the gaps when Armstead went down, and then now obviously they don't have Jalen Ramsey until late in the season, right? So as much as I want to believe in a lot of the talent they have with and bringing in Fangio and what that can mean from a philosophy point of view for that defense and how McDaniel is going to adapt on the offensive side of the ball to some of the things teams started doing to help defend Tua over the course of the season. I don't know. They're one that I just had a hard time think at the end of the day saying they're going to be better than Buffalo. I mean, the Bills still have the projected number one DVOA defense in the league, and they have Josh Allen. I mean, that's enough right there to make this an automatic playoff team for me. They have a third toughest schedule projected in the league, but I think they check just so many boxes as a whole roster, and I think that the depth that they have, some of the reinforcements they made and bringing in Dalton Kincaid to the receiving room, already at tight end, more of a, you know, a tight end, but still another weapon for Josh. I just think there's too many things here that last year was almost like a negative regression. They still obviously won a lot of games and end up getting the 2 seed in the AFC, and things break their way a little bit differently. They end up winning that or having the number one seed, getting a bye. Maybe things change. They did beat Kansas City in the regular season, and we've seen them kind of hang tough with these teams. So they're the one proven, like, for me, they're the safe pick. And I, as much as I wanted to try to be different, you know, I've loved the Bills. So, I mean, I couldn't. We jumped out, I believe, going back to our 2020 predictions, we picked them that year to win the division. Not the craziest pick because they just made the playoffs, but Josh hadn't taken off until that season. So there, we jumped on that bandwagon pretty early on, and I'm not going to hop off here in 2023 until I see some other things start to fall apart. But I just think they're too balanced of a team, and Josh is week to week going to find enough ways to win games with that defense. They're still one of the best teams in the entire NFL.
All right, over to the NFC East. And for the second straight year, maybe beyond that, I've looked back to last year. We're split again on our pick for the NFC East, and we're sticking with the same team that we each picked last year. Of course, Dylan, I got that one right. But you're back on the bandwagon with another team here. I am going to stick with the Eagles, who I picked to kind of – look, I didn't pick the Eagles to emerge and get to the Super Bowl last year, but I did think they were set for kind of a breakout season. We saw that, of course, and I did pick them to win the division last year. I'm going to do the same this year, which I know, you know, probably a lot of people are doing given how they finished the year. But, yeah, I think this is one where I don't expect the Eagles to take a huge step back. Are they as good as last year? Who knows? Because, you know, you have to have a lot of things break your way to have the season they had. But I am fully confident in what Nick Sirianni's done there. And, yeah, so I'm gonna go with the motto, I guess, Dylan, that if it's not broke, you know, there's no reason to fix it, right? And so I'm just going to stick with the Eagles here and go with them, so.
Yeah, it was funny because I picked the Cowboys last year to win the division. Not like they're way too far behind getting the top wild card spot. But in our preview, I basically by the before week one even started, I was already feeling some regret there because I was so high on Philly just in terms of I keep sticking to that being the one lock last year was that they're going to go way over their win total, which at one point was 8.5. Sure enough, it went up to 9.5, I think, before the season, but they crushed that. I still believe in the Eagles. This is less about lack of belief in them, and I still think they're going to be one of potentially three teams, really three teams that I personally considered to win the NFC when we get down to our Super Bowl picks. But this is more so just looking at the overall strength of Dallas, they're projected DVOA-wise to be the top team in the entire league. There's really not many situations where they're not at least a 9-10 win team. Like, that's like their floor and most projections. I don't think... I think the defense is just going to continue to take strides. I think Micah Parsons, he is one of the best players in the entire NFL, and he has been really early on in his career. And just to think of some of the reinforcements that they made, maybe that times they draft for need a little more than always drafting just the best player available, which we know Philadelphia, and that, if I had to have any GM be mine for my favorite team, it'd probably be Howie Roseman with what he's done with Philadelphia over the years. To retool and how deep these rosters can be and everything about the Eagles. Again, this is not really about them. It's just taking a dice roll on Dallas to have this be the year that they figure it out. They've won some division titles. It hasn't meant much in the playoffs, but I think that their two games are probably going to dictate who wins this division, and both rosters are really strong. And even if I probably trust Jalen Hurts more than Dak at this point. And look at the receiving tools. I'm trying to talk myself back out of it. I just think that the Cowboys defense, maybe, I mean, Philadelphia at times was great last year, and we'll see how they, you know, I know Jonathan Gannon had an up and down relationship with the Eagles fans, now with the Arizona Cardinals head coach. Well, you saw at times in the Super Bowl that they weren't necessarily the strongest unit against the best teams they played. They had a much softer schedule last year, which is another thing that played into why I thought they're for sure going to go over that win total. This year projected to be 10th, Dallas only at 13th, so they're pretty close there. I think they're both still going to be, you know, if not the top two teams in the entire NFC, two of the three. And I'm just giving Dallas a slight edge. Also, because we have quite a few division winners that are matched up, so I had to find a little I found a few places where we could change it up, and this is one where I could reasonably see a Cowboys team not just winning even this division, but possibly being the top seed in the conference. I think the 49ers might have something to say about that, but I think that the games between Dallas and Philly are definitely top of the list. There's so many great matchups we're obviously excited for over the course of the whole season, but those two games are appointment television, and they were last year, and we got really close to seeing them, even with the Cowboys' struggles in that game against the Niners. We got really close to seeing them play in an NFC title game last year. Before we get back to our discussion, let me take a minute to tell you guys about our amazing sponsor, Factor. With the fall football season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed game days. Between setting my fantasy lineup last minute and trying to run errands before the first slate kicks off, I don't always choose the healthiest meal options on Sundays. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay locked in on your favorite team's game. You can choose from over 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Round out those meals and replenish your snack supply for 7 hours of Gridiron Action with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like their delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato, bacon, and eggs breakfast skillets. I recently had the breakfast tostada bake with roasted sweet potatoes and salsa roja. It was legit incredible, and I can definitely see myself ordering it again for a pregame meal. Head to factormeals.com/establish50 and use code establish50 to get 50% off. That's code establish50 at factormeals.com/establish50 to get 50% off. And now, back to the show.
Yep. Well, I don't know that you and I had a lot of difference of opinion on the next one, and that is our brand here, the AFC South. Yes. I did not hesitate at all on this one. I went with the Jags. I mean, yes, I think the Titans would probably be the next team in line, but I just can't do it. Like, I think the Jags are the team to win the division. Of course, last year, Dylan, I'm going to go back and compare. We both picked the Colts to win the division last year. And I think, you know, again, you just look at the Jags. Their ascent, I look at them too and just feel like they are not really going backwards. I mean, it felt like everything finally kind of clicked for them last year, and I just don't trust anybody else in the division. And it's wild to think that I do trust the team in that division at this point, because our entire thing over the past several years has been that we don't trust anyone in the AFC South. But I feel like I trust the Jaguars now, and I don't trust any other three teams. So that made this the easy choice for me.
Yeah, we talked about the Jags last year, and we were like, we want to do it, but we didn't pull the trigger. Yeah, we got to be a little more. And maybe this will be another year where there'll be another team that we felt that way about. But I don't know. I think maybe that's when we get pretty soon here to the NFC North, maybe that's us that jumping on the hype train with everyone else on the lines. But yeah, in this division, I really think that it's going to take a second still for Houston and Indianapolis. I didn't really consider them at all, even though I'm really excited to see what Anthony Richardson does and CJ Stroud, and overall how that defense for Houston in particular starts to come together. I think Indianapolis still has some work to do, obviously gave up, was able to stand pat there in the draft, not give up anything, and still get Richardson as they wanted. So I think for them, their ability to gain, they traded back a number of times, they'll be an interesting team. But from this AFC, it's just too strong, and really it only came down to them and Tennessee in my mind. And I just don't, even Tennessee's defense that has been like the one really big strong point for them, I do wonder if it's going to have a bit of regression there. I don't have a lot of confidence, obviously, in the receiving room we've talked about. You know, even with bringing in Hopkins, I don't know if it's a group that I'm feeling overly confident about producing in a big way. And I mean, it's just, you're asking a lot of the defense and a running game to hold things together. When you got Jacksonville, who at the very least has an offense that should be great. I don't, you know, the offense, even when the offensive line has some moments depending on their opponent, Trevor started to figure things out. We started seeing against better defenses, and as unlike a lot of younger quarterbacks, that is that as teams figure them out over the course of the season, we start to see them struggle more. He, on the opposite, and started playing better and started, you know, ascending with that alongside his teammates and bringing them together. And I just, the positive momentum they built, not just with the playoff win, but also how they competed with the Chiefs. They were right there in that game, a few bounces of the ball. Maybe that game's a little bit closer at the end. It's kind of like a moment of them saying, like, all right, this is what it's like. Now we can, now let's go back into the drawing board and see if we can come back to this place. I just don't think they're going to fall back far enough to where the competition is in the division. They're DVOA-wise, where everything's always pushed to the middle and pushed to the mean. They still have a projected win total over 2 higher than Tennessee. That's a pretty big difference with their win, with those win projections. So even though the defense might be a problem, this is going to be a fun red zone team. A lot of high scoring games probably. And I still think the Jags, yeah, I didn't put way too much thought there at this point. Trevor Lawrence is just by himself. And obviously they have a lot of talent around him, but him himself, I mean, I think he's getting to that next level. Obviously when we talked about top 10 quarterbacks, we had him in there for a reason. And I think, I think the Jags are going to be a lot of fun once again.
All right, perhaps one of the toughest ones to figure out here, maybe the hardest to predict for me looking at this, and that is the NFC South, where I would say most people are picking the Saints and the Falcons. As you and I talked before we started recording, Bucks probably not getting picked like they have been over the past several years now, or many years, to be in that conversation. But the Panthers, I think, are intriguing. Although I looked at their schedule and I'm just like, yeah, boy, it's not an easy schedule, especially like weeks 1 through 7 or something for the Panthers, where they could theoretically lose all those games. I don't think they will. But so looking at the schedules and such, Saints don't play an easy schedule by any means. But I'll be honest, Dylan, I don't have a very low confidence in this pick here. I went with the Saints as my pick to win this division. I think this is one where everybody is just right there beside each other. I don't think you see that huge separation. Maybe even, like I said, definitely from the top 2 teams, maybe from the top 3 teams in this division. And we know how things turned out last year. I don't know. I just think this is the hardest one to predict. But by default, I went with the Saints. But I could certainly, like I said, I could make an argument for the Falcons, maybe a little less of an argument for the Panthers. Everything would have to go right. I can't really make an argument for the Bucks, and so yeah, I mean this was tough, but I went with the Saints.
Yeah, we talked about it for a bit in the NFC win total preview that we had, and these teams have the 2 projected easiest schedules in the entire NFL with Atlanta and New Orleans, and that plays a big part into me picking the Falcons here. But it was a coin flip between them and New Orleans, and once again, didn't have too many different division winners, so I decided to go with Atlanta here. As much as I'm excited about Carolina, I still think that's a roster that I still have question marks in the offensive line. See how quickly Mingo can take off there with Bryce, and just overall, I don't know if the situation for Bryce immediately is going to be where Carolina needs it to be to win this division, even in this year where it's definitely not considered among a lower class. I think Tampa, I think their defense will still be interesting, but I don't, and there's a lot of good players still there, but I still didn't really consider them. I just think the drop off, you know, moving on from Tom, we'll see how Baker does. That'd be amazing if he could have a solid season and kind of keep them at least afloat in the middle of the pack. And I really wouldn't be shocked if all 4 of these teams, like we're looking at the last 3 weeks of the year, and they're all within a couple games of each other, kind of like last year, but maybe a slightly better record for them just because their schedules are easier. And they're bound to win some games against each other and against the AFC South. But I think Atlanta, their defense, I think, is starting to come together. I believe in their offensive line. Obviously, they don't have a quarterback that you're feeling as good about it. At least I'm not with Ritter yet compared to a Derek Carr. I think the Saints are definitely, as you'll see, I'll talk about the Saints a bit in a sec here too. But I think they're both teams that are in this new look NFC solid enough with their with the schedules that line up for them to maybe other teams that they're right on par with that have to play tougher opponents week to week aren't going to be quite there with Atlanta and New Orleans. And I think their games, even when one team is really bad, the Falcons Saints games, that rivalry is very fierce. Feels a little more like college football rivalry than some in the NFL. I think they're neck and neck also DVOA projection wise. The Falcons only 0.1 ahead of New Orleans. This is not like Jacksonville and Tennessee. They basically line up almost exactly. I think it's going to be close to the end. I mean, this is one where like the last game of the year is going to probably decide this one. I think it'll be basically knotted up until then. And yeah, I'll pick Atlanta, but I don't feel good about it. Again, I think I could have flipped a coin and I'd take either side of it and be fine here. I think both teams have just as good a chance to win this division.
AFC North, pretty interesting because I don't know. I feel like this is another one where on the surface, maybe there are people that could make an argument for multiple teams here. I go back to the Bengals, and I just feel like they are a step ahead of everyone else at this point. And, we've talked about, which we may talk about the Ravens a little more in a minute. You know, Steelers, what could they be now as Kenny Pickett, you know, gets a little more experience and everything else around him. The Browns, intriguing for a lot of different reasons, but this is another one where I didn't really hesitate in terms of making the pick here. Maybe it's just the easy pick, but we've set the line before, Dylan. It's, as long as Joe Burrow is the quarterback and is on the field, I just don't have many reasons to pick against the Bengals. Now, yes, he can't do it all on his own, and I think they've got a very good supporting cast, as we know, around him. But, yeah, this was one that I didn't really hesitate on in picking the Bengals.
I didn't hesitate too much, but, man, I think it's going to be close. I don't think this is, as we talked, right with the AFC East, probably the best division in the NFL. The only one with four teams projected to have finish in the top half of win totals in the entire league. Pittsburgh projected to finish last with a win total over 500 still. So, I mean, yeah, this is going to be – every one of these games is going to be nuts. Cleveland seems to have Cincinnati's number. Cincinnati's seem to have Pittsburgh's number the last couple years with Burrow. Pittsburgh's kind of had Cleveland's number. Baltimore's kind of been all over the place. So the games between these teams, even when Cleveland's kind of been down, have been right there neck and neck. And I just, as you said, though, I have a really hard time at the end of the day being like, they have Joe Burrow, and they still have a lot of, even if the back half of that defense, you lose both your safeties with Von Bell and Jesse Bates, and I still tend to believe they're going to figure it out enough, and maybe that they're going to have to score a few more points than they had to. And they started slow last year, but they still end up pulling themselves out of it. I think the schedule last year was a little bit tougher than it's projected to be this season. This division, though, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, literally, if any four, like I said it kind of at the AFC East, maybe would be surprised at the Patriots. Here, I would not be surprised if the Steelers won it. I almost picked them to make the playoffs, and we'll talk about them in a bit. I think the Ravens, if things break right with Todd Monken and Lamar stays healthy, and the defense, as it took strides at the end of last year, their special teams are always great. Baltimore could be the number one seed in the AFC. I wouldn't blink an eye, not let alone win this division. Cleveland's the weird one, but as we talked about, they're projected. They have the highest projected DVOA win total, and in terms of what this team has balanced on both offense and defense, I think outside of quarterback, we feel pretty good about the roster build they've had. I know I'm the homer for DTR, obviously their backup quarterback. So if he has to take over and Deshaun just can't get back to where he was, I still think the Browns are going to be a pretty formidable team with an offensive line that is among the best in the league. Nick Chubb's just as consistent as they come. Receiving corps solid. I think Elijah Moore gives them an element they haven't had. So, yeah, I mean, literally every one of these teams has an argument, but only one of them has Joe Burrow, and that's why ultimately I didn't. Even if it was I think it's going to be close, I wouldn't say I struggled to make this pick. I can live with another team winning the division. If I pick against Joe Burrow and then the Bengals easily win this division, I would feel pretty bad about it. So once again, going with the safer pick in my mind here.
That's the more succinct way to put it. Is only one of these teams has Joe Burrow. That is all you need to say, perhaps, for making this pick. But no, it's should be one of the tougher divisions as usual, but I think the Bengals wind up on top. All right, yep. It's time. We've gotten to the point where we have to Put up or shut up here, Dylan. The Detroit Lions, the bandwagon, the hype is everywhere. A lot of people jumping on the Lions bet. Are we going to be those people who are joining as well to pick the Lions to win the division? It turns out we are. I picked the Lions, and I know you are too here. Here's what I tried to do, Dylan, to separate this. I tried to make a convincing argument for anyone else, and I couldn't make a better argument than I can make for the Lions. And that's kind of what this came down to, is I can't make an argument for the Bears until I see it. I can't make an argument for the Packers until I see what they're going to look like without Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love stepping in, and the other questions that are there too. The Vikings, as we mentioned, were just such a weird team last year, right? We talk about just the projections, and you look at the advanced numbers and everything. It's like, that was not a team that should have won that many games. And so it's just, it's so hard. But at the same, you can also look at the Lions and say, I just feel like that's a team that's on the upswing. And if there's ever an opportunity to do it, it feels like this is the year, just given the nature of the division itself. And so I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick the Lions to win the NFC North.
It's not something we thought we'd be doing here on this podcast, but hey, there was a time, probably a little bit before we started recording this podcast, that we probably wouldn't have ever thought we'd do that for the Buffalo Bills, and now they're winning it every year. Obviously, the Lions not with quite even the level of success as Buffalo. It's crazy what Dan Campbell's built, but it felt last year when they finished 9-8, right, that they could have easily been an 11-win team. It didn't feel like they were that far off. They had a couple of little things, and you're going to have some bad luck. But I do think that the fortunes for them, if they do turn lower like they did in the first half of last year, they're still going to be a solid team. I think their defense has come together much better. I think they've started to build enough there where they can be at least average, and that's with their offensive line and the way that Jared Goff's kind of taken off. And I think keeping Ben Johnson and him not getting hired away somewhere was a really pivotal thing for the Lions this year. If he was gone, I might have had some more hesitations here. But it is also a reflection of this division that, yeah, I really enjoy watching Kirk Cousins in that Vikings offense, but I just do not think the defense is in a place right now where they're going to make this team a contender. And I don't think they're going to go whatever it was, 9-0 in one score games, 10-0 in one score games until the playoffs where it finally bit them. Chicago defense still has way too much building to do. As much as I'm wearing a Justin Fields shirt right now, I'm excited to watch that man and this offense and see if he can convince the Bears he's the guy. They do have an escape hatch this year with a lot of great quarterbacks in this upcoming draft class, and I believe they still have their own first round picks and Carolina's. So there's a world where I know everyone's talking about Arizona being one of the worst teams in the league and being the place for Caleb or Drake May, but if the Bears really, if it doesn't work out with Justin, they could be in that kind of conversation. If they do reach their, if he really takes off and he takes over, I still don't think there's enough on that defense for this to be a team winning the division at least. Maybe they could sniff a wild card berth in a weaker NFC. So it came down to me for Detroit and Green Bay. And I know I'm higher on Green Bay than you probably. I'm worried that, we're going to watch like 3 weeks of the season and be like, yep, Jordan Love is at least better than average. And that's enough with an offensive line that's going to be top five in the league and probably the best running back duo in the entire NFL and some really talented receivers. They drafted tight end. I think they're, we'll see Matt LaFleur be able to do some things that not that having Aaron Rodgers will be a problem and overall, but I think the offense, even if he's publicly said that it's not going to make a difference in terms of what the offense looks like. I believe their team president, Mark Murphy, basically said exactly the opposite, that we're going to see Matt LaFleur kind of show what he can do. And yeah, I think their defense should be at least average. I still have questions at times about their run defense, but I think Rashawn Gary is a little underrated on the outside. They have some solid corners, and I think they're a team that's built enough on that side where I think they're going to give the Lions a scare, but I'll pick Detroit to still win it because I still think that having that offensive line, these are two of the best offensive lines overall in the entire NFL, and Ben Johnson's great. I mean, I think these teams are going to be neck and neck. I don't think it's going to be as, the hype train is all over Detroit, but I think Green Bay is the one that's going to scare them, but I'll still stick with the Lions because it's a little more fun, I think, even if I'm couldn't be more excited to see what Jordan Love can do. I'm more excited than I thought I was going to be with how he's looked, not just in the preseason, but everything about all reading into what's happening in Green Bay so far.
All right, AFC West. Here's one that did you have any reason to pick anyone other than the Chiefs here? Like any reason at all?
None. After picking the Chargers last year, I don't think I will. Right. Even if the Chargers win this division three straight years.
Yeah. I was gonna say I picked the Chargers to make the Super Bowl last year. That was enough for me. So I'm picking the Chiefs to win the AFC West this year. So
it's pretty simple. I think they have Patrick Mahomes, but obviously Justin Herbert's great. But I just trust Andy Reid more. And I think the Chargers just have a world with a really tough schedule. Kansas City has a tough schedule too, but I think there's a world where the Chargers are fighting for a playoff spot, which they were last year. They had to win late to get in. They lost to the Texans, I think, and they had some weird games happen. And it's just the Chargers, man, and it's the defending Super Bowl champions. There's no way I was going to pick against Kansas City here.
Yeah, pretty easy choice for this one, I think, for sure, against the defending champions. And yeah, probably not going to make the argument for the Broncos or the Raiders in this spot by any means. All right, NFC West. Another one that I would say the consensus out there for most people is that the Niners are going to win this division. We're both going to pick the Niners in this one. I don't think there's no one picking the Cardinals. I've seen a few people pick the Seahawks, Dylan. There's kind of as a maybe a surprise choice in this spot, but I think the better choice may be wild card wise, which we may talk about here in a second. But yeah, I didn't really see any reason. And I know the Rams. I mean, I told you, I'm trying to get you back on, you know, the Rams getting back to where they need to be, but I can't pick them to win the division over the Niners here. So
no way. I think their defense, as I've talked about for LA, is in need of quite a few reinforcements, and I think that's fine for their purposes this year. I think they found some guys with Kobe Durant, and obviously they have still Aaron Donald, so you're gonna feel good about that position, and Ernest Jones. But I just think depth wise across the roster, it's a lot of young guys. It's gonna be a problem even if the offense stays healthy, and I still have concerns the offensive line, even if it's healthier, it still isn't good enough to make this team anything more than maybe a fringe wild card team. Arizona, as we know, just a lot. They're acknowledging that it's time to rebuild. We'll see if Kyler gets in. We'll see how the defense looks under Gannon. But I think they're going to be as bad as advertised. I think the Rams are going to kind of be down with them. So yeah, Seattle is the one I would consider as a possible upset bid. But I don't know if they're. I think their defense would be better, but I think the offense might slip back a bit. This is probably a division though with actually the widest projected win total from Aaron Schatz and DVOA projections that has almost by three more wins with San Francisco. They're tied with Dallas for the highest win total projected in the entire league, and Seattle's down at 8.2. So I think San Francisco's defense, maybe some question marks in the offensive line with losing McGlinchey and just overall there. Maybe it's not as strong as past years, but I trust Kyle Shanahan. I trust the monsters they have at every skill position on offense and the monsters they have up front on their defensive line. All those things are enough in this division for me to not really have to think too hard about San Francisco cruising to a division title.
All right. Now, that leads us to our wild card picks, and this is where things get very challenging for sure, and we always say that when we get to these picks because you know you're just going to leave a team out. And so I'll give my NFC wild card picks here. I picked the Eagles to win the NFC East, so I'm going to pick the Cowboys to make it in as a wild card. And this is where things got hard for me because I'm like, there were a couple different options. I feel like you said I'm probably not as high on the Packers as you are, but I'm not that far away. Like, I don't think the Packers are just going to turn into a 4-win team or anything. But it was hard not to put them in this category for me, I think. Now that I think about it, I might want to flip them because I have the Seahawks in. And, you know, I think there's some people who feel like the Seahawks maybe just one of those years, right, where you just get a lot of things to go your way and things feel pretty good about that. And they finished, 9-9? They lost that game to the Niners in the playoffs. I still just tend to think they can get back and keep this thing going. Never easy to do in the NFL. And so I kind of want to flip it to the Packers now that I'm thinking about it. But I won't do it. I'll stick with the Seahawks because, spoiler alert, you're going to have the Packers in yours. So I'll, just to get a couple extra teams in here, I'll go with the Seahawks. And I'm going to go with the team that you picked to win the NFC South. And even as we say, this division could be, I don't think it's going to be what it was last year, but I picked the Saints to win the division. You picked the Falcons. I'm going to pick the Falcons as one of my wild card teams. So I'm going to go Cowboys, Seahawks, Falcons with the thought that if I really wanted, I would not replace the Cowboys in any scenario. But if I really wanted to replace the Seahawks or the Falcons, it would probably be, you know, with the Packers, Vikings combination, although then you'd have three teams getting in from that division. But it was hard to leave the Vikings out, hard to leave the Packers out. To be different, I'm going to go Seahawks and Falcons here.
Yeah, I didn't feel, I will say the Cowboys are the one that, or in my case, the Eagles. Whoever I didn't pick to win the division, I was going to pick to be the five seed. I'm not even just saying, wild card. I'm saying they're going to be the top seed of these teams. And then after that, it is, in my opinion, kind of all over the place. Like if I hadn't picked the Falcons to win the division and I picked the Saints, I don't know for sure if I would have picked them here, because I think whoever doesn't win that division is going to be in a group of teams in an 8-9 win range probably, and I think it's going to be more some teams that we probably don't expect. I think Washington with their defense has a potential to at least kind of stick around. The only thing is a lot of the teams in that division have or the other two teams in that division, Washington and the Giants, have to face the Eagles twice. They have to face the Cowboys twice. They both have top 10 projected schedules. And I just, even though the Giants obviously made it to the divisional round last year and got humbled real quick by Philadelphia at that point, I still have questions about how quick, if they can stay healthy and then if they can sustain what they built on last year. I think teams aren't going to be, they're not going to come up as a surprise when teams have them on the schedule the same way. So I just didn't really consider the Giants for all the reasons I talked about Minnesota. I think you're higher still on them than maybe me. Maybe I'm sticking too hard to the projections here, but they're a team at 6.4 projected wins by Old Football Outsiders, but Aaron Schatz's DVO projections. I just don't. It's hard. Maybe they can do it again, but more often they've been the team that's been unlucky where they've been better than their record. They usually lose those one score games, and there's something to be said about the ability to win those games with what Kirk Cousins has done in crunch time lately and having a weapon like Justin Jefferson. I think the offense will be fine. I just don't think their defense is good enough. So yeah, the Saints for me, I just think that because of the schedule being as easy as it is, I just think whoever doesn't win that division between those two is going to just have enough games where they win. It might not be that they're better necessarily as a team, but they'll get in. And yeah, Seattle is definitely one, I think, for me that I consider the closest next, really of any. I probably had eight teams here that I was considering ultimately, even if I think I can make an argument for some underneath. And Green Bay just felt like I wanted to have something that, you know, didn't rely on, I think Seattle's defense is going to be better. And I think they have so many great playmakers. I'd like to see Geno maybe one more year, keep things rolling there with that team and see that the offensive line holds up well enough. And I just didn't want to not put the Packers in and be like, dang, this is rolling right along. Such a sustainable roster building thing they got going. And yeah, they're also their postseason odds, 61% versus Seattle 42.5 by these same projections. So that was a big enough jump for me where I was like, all right, fine, I'll just stick to this and we'll see how it goes. But I really do think the Packers could win the division themselves too. So another reason I'm like, well, even if they, I could still at least say I picked them as a playoff team if they do win the NFC North. So another reason to slide them in there with the last spot.
Makes more sense. I think the Packers have a better chance of winning the NFC North than the Seahawks do of winning the NFC West. So that does make sense from a mathematical standpoint to put them into the mix there. So nonetheless, at least we get some different picks here in terms of our final wild card team. We both have Cowboys, Falcons, Eagles, Saints all in, but Seahawks and Packers will have each into the playoffs. All right, AFC. Boy, this is another one where
might change it still.
Have some different teams. and Dylan's thinking about changing his picks. So this is one where we both picked the Chiefs to win the AFC West, and again, spoiler alert, we're both going to have the Chargers in as a wild card team. Didn't really have much hesitation on that. After that, man, I don't know what to do, because I'm ultimately decided on the Dolphins and the Ravens as my wild card picks. Now that's pretty, I'm just not really going out on a limb there, because I think that most people probably would have these two in the playoffs in some form or fashion. But it's not a lock. Jalen Ramsey, be back for a while. Ravens, I just think maybe it's just banking on John Harbaugh and the ability to get them there. But as we said, that's a really tough division. I don't think they're going to finish last by any means, but it's a tough division. And so everybody could be, you know, a game away from each other, and you could still be third or fourth. And so, so I think that it makes it hard, and the path is not easy for either of these teams. And, of course, by picking the Dolphins and the Ravens, you know, I'm leaving out a team like the Jets. I'm leaving out, I don't know, maybe the Titans, right? Because they play in the NFC South where they can pick up a few more wins, perhaps, just given that we don't have high expectations for the Colts and Texans. But, yeah, I think I went with kind of what we know here, and I feel like there's more confidence and at least sort of just looking at maybe the state of the rosters for the Chargers, Dolphins, and Ravens. I'm willing just to bank on hopefully some predictability with a couple of those teams, even though they've all been unpredictable in their own right. But leaving the Jets out was a challenge because, remember, the Jets were not that far away from it. I mean, they started, what, 7-3 last year before they lost every game down the stretch. But that was the hardest one probably for me to keep out, not putting the Jets in there. But I guess I would replace them with the Dolphins, but I tend to think the Dolphins will be better. But that's a tough one for me. It's like a 55-45 confidence level on those two. So
it's so hard. I knew it was going to be really hard the whole time. Like, there was never a point at this conference that I felt good about. I really felt like for sure I was like Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City. I'm going to pick them probably to win their divisions. Yeah. But after those three, even the Jaguars, as confident as I am that they'll win the division, I just had such a hard time with everyone else. There's too many good teams, and we didn't even, you know, we barely even mentioned Denver. I got to wait to talk about a team. I got to wait to see it, to believe it, with Sean Payton in that group before I'm going to pick them to ultimately win this whole thing or to win a wild card berth and earn that. I just think the conference is so deep. They have such a tough schedule. Like you mentioned, Tennessee. I didn't really consider the Raiders, even though maybe in a perfect world they're going to be right in the mix. I just have more confidence in some of these other teams. Same with New England. I think their defense could be great. I think they could be better on offense, but they have the toughest projected schedule. Miami has the second toughest, and you mentioned the Jets. They're fourth. So, I mean, that whole division is filled with really tough schedules. I just think the Jets, I think the defense is going to be really good. I just do, and I think that combined with some of the things they've done on offense and obviously adding Aaron Rodgers, but just other personnel moves and another year of Garrett Wilson and having a quarterback like Aaron with him, what that could mean for his production in a lot of ways for fantasy owners, for the Jets and everything. They're projected just to finish fifth in overall DVOA as a roster. So they're, for me, were probably my number five team. The Chargers are one of the ones that I was not feeling as good about. Their playoff odds, DVOA-wise, projection-wise, are 50%. Not because they're not supposed to be a 9-10-1 team, just because a lot of teams are supposed to be 9-10-1 teams. They also have the sixth toughest schedule. They got to play the Chiefs twice, obviously. There's a path there where their defense, for me, is just still something's missing. They're a team that I'm worried against some of their opponents that want to run the football. They're just not, even with some of the personnel they've tried to bring in, they're just not fully equipped when they're facing a Dallas. They're facing even the Jets now with their two-headed monster. If Breece can stay healthy and then having Dalvin. I just look up and down their schedule. Baltimore, I see a lot of tough matchups. I think the reason I still have them in there and the reason I think I'm going to keep them in there is because they have Justin Herbert. I really think Kellen Moore is going to be an upgrade over Lombardi for that, for at least what the Chargers want to do and their personnel. I just have I think Justin Herbert is fantastic, and I don't, you know, I know what happened in the playoffs and how much blame's assigned to whoever. I just have a hard time still picking against him, not finding a way to get to the postseason. So, but that, again, I'm leaving out at the moment the Dolphins and Ravens. My last one are the Browns. They have, again, the highest projected win total in this division, in this really tough division ahead of the Bengals. They play a schedule that, out of all these teams in the North and East in the AFC that are all, like, top 10 projected schedules, they're at 22nd. I just think that there's enough things, and this is really, this could bite me, but it's like, it's fine. Like, it's one of my wild card picks. I wanted to put the Steelers in above them. I still was going to leave out the Ravens and Dolphins, and I still think I wouldn't be surprised, as I've talked about in the AFC episode. I think the Steelers are right there as a, you know, I think Kenny Pickett could take a step I think the defense is solid enough. I think the roster is good enough for them just to stay in a lot of games and what that could mean. And I do have concerns about Cleveland and the games where maybe they're winning a few against opponents that are towards the top of the league overall, but can they take care of business with their gimmies? That's been kind of a problem for them for a long time. But this is less even a worry looking into Deshaun. I just think that I think the roster is strong enough. I think the defense is going to be good enough. If they start 0-2 against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, it gets dicey. They got to win one of those two games, in my opinion. I think that week two game in particular, I think Pittsburgh opens up with San Francisco. That might be a tough one to win. So there's a chance that Pittsburgh and the Browns are both feeling pretty big week two Monday night game, that one of them has to win that one. It's a tough schedule early on. If they weather the storm early on, though, it eases up a lot with teams like Indianapolis, Arizona. We'll see what Denver is like, but the Rams, Chicago, Houston. I find more wins for them, where other games for the Dolphins and Ravens in particular, with the strength of their schedules, that are more coin flips. And I wanted one more pick to be a little different, and I've got to stick to my stat heads over at the old Football Outsiders, and now what Aaron Schatz is doing. So I'll pick Cleveland to get in as that last spot. They have a 64.4% chance to make the playoffs by their projections. That's higher than a lot of these other teams. I think Miami's at 34.5%, Pittsburgh's 45%. The only one that technically is a little higher than 50 is Baltimore, just above the Chargers. So that's the Ravens are the one I'm the most concerned about leaving out. I'm less concerned about Miami and maybe even Pittsburgh. I think the Ravens are one that if they end up with winning the division and a top two seed in the AFC, I'm going to be like, how the heck did I not pick them here? But see what the Brownies can do. It should be fun. It's going to be regardless of what happens, I think, as I've said, it's going to be like the last 2 weeks, a bunch of teams that are probably going to be sitting at 8-7 or whatever, 9-6. And there's just going to be a crowd of teams, and how it all shakes out isn't going to be necessarily who has the best team, but maybe who has a slightly easier schedule and who has the ball bounce their way a few more times.
Yeah, I think leaving the Jets out is the hardest one for me. I just think
that's your Ravens.
I would probably swap the Jets and the Dolphins. That would be what I would do if I, you know, had to pick again. But I'll leave the Dolphins for now, as we both get them in the playoffs, get both teams in. So, yeah, we'll go with that. All right, it's time, Dylan, our Super Bowl picks. As we said, last year I went way off the range picking the Bucks over the Chargers, and I said I was going to just kind of go out there and pick one team, and I think I did that. Maybe a couple years before that, picking the Cowboys to get there. Yeah. I want to say that was that the year Dak got injured, maybe, and that was very early on. That was over with. But this year, it's back to what works, like I said earlier. That was the theme here, and I'm going back to what works. I'm not going too far out there because that didn't work out last year. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs over the 49ers as my Super Bowl pick. Now, Dylan, just as my backup here, I'm going to say if I did have to go out and go with an official, kind of like what I did last year, I made my official pick kind of my out there pick a little bit to get the Chargers in there. Here's what I would do. I would pick, I'm trying to think of how I would do it. I think I would pick the Bengals over I'm not going to do Bengals Lions. Don't worry. I would probably do Bengals over. I would probably do Bengals over Cowboys would be my backup choice. I don't know how out there that would be, but if we had to do that, that's what I would go with. But I'm going to go back. I think I picked this matchup actually maybe the first year we started doing this. Chiefs 49ers. I'm going Chiefs over the Niners in the Super Bowl.
Yep. I like that pick. I think it's not out of this, out of the range of possibilities. These are, you know, I think the Niners are right there. Yeah, for me, the only teams I considered as Super Bowl contenders in the NFC, or like the top tier, along with the Cowboys and Eagles. And some people might laugh at the Cowboys pick. I'm, for the first time, picking the Cowboys to make the Super Bowl. I don't feel amazing about it. I wish they still had Kellen Moore, I'm not going to lie. But I just think the roster is really strong. And I think there's some things that with how the Niners are able to get to them. I just wonder if the Niners offensive line, if it comes down to them facing off again, I think the Cowboys can wreak a little more havoc. I think there's enough talent with Dallas to still mitigate that. On the other side, I think their offensive line is, even though the Niners defensive line is one of the best in the league, I just think they might have enough this time to get over that hump. And yeah, with Philadelphia, it's kind of a coin flip. If I had a you know, I should first say who I'm picking to beat Dallas. I'm not having Dallas win the Super Bowl. I'm sticking with you, picking the Chiefs. I've picked the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl quite a few times, and they've, I think, almost in every single instance outside of the year the Rams and Bengals played. I think it's been correct each time I've done that. I picked Buffalo last year, did not come together for them. If I had to pick a second matchup here, as you kind of said, it's not really out there, but probably I'd do Bills-Eagles, the one that I thought potentially was going to happen last year, where everyone's like, that's going to be the wildest pregame tailgate at a Super Bowl of all time. I think that's the one in a different world I have going, and I wouldn't be shocked again if the Niners get in, but I'm picking Chiefs and Dallas, and I think in that Super Bowl, as much as I think the defensive line for Dallas, I think you could have a game that's kind of similar to the Chiefs Niners Super Bowl a few years ago, where early on you're like, man, the Chiefs offense is struggling a bit. The offensive line's getting beat up by this front, and over Dallas over time kind of pulls, gets a little bit of a lead, but then it's still Patrick Mahomes, still late in the game, still have his magic, and ultimately, yeah, I'll give the Chiefs the nod over Dallas in a Super Bowl of the original. Well, I guess the Chiefs did start as what, the Dallas Texans, and moved to Kansas City shortly after. They didn't want to, you know, I think it made a good decision not to stay in the same market as Dallas and try to compete with that brand there, even if it was a little earlier on in their history. So yeah, this would be I think that'd be a fantastic Super Bowl. I think either of these matchups would be great. I think that one of us might end up being right with the Niners or Cowboys, and as much as we both have the Chiefs winning, I think the AFC is going to be nuts. I don't know if we're going to be able to really how easy it's going to be to predict the whoever wins that. Whoever gets the one seed is going to have just such a huge advantage, not just because of home field, but just avoiding one coin flip-esque playoff game against I think the 7 seed, 6 seed in that conference are going to be really big threats to the top, the second and third division winners. So we'll see. Should be a lot of fun, but going to stick with Mahomes this time. I think this is our way of saying sorry for picking the Chargers to win the division last year.
Yeah, and for me picking them to get the Super Bowl. That's my apologies. Here's my ultimate wacky dream scenario Super Bowl wise, and this is, you know, just if you're looking for the ultimate weird one, give me the Lions and the Jets.
The Jets, yes.
To give me Aaron Rodgers against the Lions in the Super Bowl, not on the Jets and not the Packers. So
that'd be amazing.
I think it would bring everything full circle. Just going back to, you know, Brett Favre and like it just everything. The Lions getting to the Super Bowl to avenge their long history of just not meeting expectations, and then to win it, they have to get through to one of the best quarterbacks ever, who just happened to play for the Packers. And so it just, you know. Because they can't play the Packers in the Super Bowl. So, you know, at least play the next best thing, right? So the Lions and
conquer
the Jets,
those demons. Know. Conquer those demons. Yes. I love that pick. In terms of fan base, like, level of starved, I think that they match up pretty well. Even if the Jets technically have a Super Bowl, over half a century ago. Maybe Browns Lions is the ultimate two tortured fan bases that have never. I think neither of them have made
There's
a Super
no
Bowl
way that
either.
Can ever happen?
No, ever. That's something that happens in Madden for someone who's a fan of one of those teams, and not even for anyone else. Even Madden would be like that. No way that's going to happen. I like the Lions and Jets. I don't think I can top that. I don't think you're going to have a whack or a matchup that would just be. The level of intrigue and those fan bases and like everything on the line, feeling like if we don't win this, are we ever going to get back? Like, I know so a lot of fan bases might feel like that at times, but I think those two, you could have a existential dread going into that game. People would be like ill the week of the Super Bowl just because of the stress levels, but also would obviously be taking it in. That'd be quite the fun matchup. I would love to see that. And yeah, like you said, tying it there at the end with Aaron as the guy they have to go through after all the years that not just Aaron Rodgers, but the Packers have kind of kept them down at the bottom of the division.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see. So there are multiple Super Bowl picks. Hopefully you're all rooting for the Lions and the Jets at this point. I know we are, but may not be the most obvious choice, but there you have it. Our picks for the 2023 NFL season. And yeah, we'll see how these turn out. But of course, Dylan, lots of stuff to get people ready for the start of the season, so let everybody know they can find all that at Clutch Points.
Yeah, you can go to clutchpoints.com. We have our fantasy sports section at the top of the page that, if you're still in the middle of draft season, lots of going on there, looking at the top breakout players, every position, sleepers, overvalued, undervalued ADP players, top tier guys, everything you could want in the fantasy sports section there, top of the page. And then we have, the NFL section. We're going to have our predictions for every single team in the league, our full season predictions from our editorial staff coming up. Lots of breakdowns of obviously all the news, all the roster cuts that just, by the time you listen to this, it'll have been a few days since then, but we've got all the, finalized rosters, teams that are going to be signing players, trades that could happen. Jonathan Taylor looks like he's staying, but teams throwing out some wild offers for him. The Packers were mentioned as a possible trade destination. That was kind of nuts. I didn't expect that one, but especially with the talent they already have at that position. But yeah, anything that happens there, you can follow along on Clutch Points website and also the Clutch Points app with notifications for all big breaking news, and then you can follow all NFL games in the Clutch Points app.
Yep, check it all out at Clutch Points. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, any podcast app you use, search for Establish the Pass. And thanks as always for listening to the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time here on the Establish the Pass podcast.